We want to thank you so much for joining us today. And as you know, we've been looking together this month at the family and the home as God would have it. And specifically the last few days, the speakers have been looking together at the purposes that God has placed on marriage. Today we look specifically at the idea of God placing the purpose as one of his purposes for marriage, training up children. After all, children are a gift from God, aren't they? My son Evan is now just over 9 weeks old, and his mom and I look at him, and we are in awe at what God has given to us and the blessing that he is to our lives, as I know you feel the same way about your children. But the fact is that God has placed within each of us as parents a great responsibility. Solomon puts it this way in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." My friend, that's a great responsibility, isn't it? Placed within us as parents, those who are married toward our children. Notice what the Bible says in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Moses tells this to the children of Israel as their responsibility to their children. Beginning there in Deuteronomy chapter 4, the Bible says, beginning in verse 9, "Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.'" Here Moses says two times that it was the parents' responsibility to teach their children. It's sad to me that oftentimes this responsibility that God has placed within each of us as parents, that this is pawned off on somebody else. Oftentimes we want our schools to teach our children, or we want some other relative, or we want the Bible class teacher, or sometimes the preacher, who they hear twice a week, to teach them what they must do in order for them to know God and to serve him. But my friend, that is not the plan of God. He has placed this responsibility on parents, those who are married having this responsibility toward their children. My question to you today is simply this. If you don't teach your children, who will? And if you don't teach your children, what are the chances then that your children will teach their children? It's not likely, is it? So the fact is, you've not only affected the souls of your own children, but you've affected the souls of their children, and on we could go. Can't you see the great responsibility then that God has placed within each of us as parents? We must train up our children. We must teach them about the things of God, and so that they might come to know him and to serve him faithfully. May we all strive as parents then to do these things that God has commanded us to.